Hey, welcome to episode 108 of the Infamous Podcast. This is cover up number 7.
Cover
up. Hey, welcome to episode
108. Hey, I'm glad you got the episode number right.
Well, hey, there's an 8 and a 7 right next to each other, so chances are I would have got it wrong.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, this episode 108, this is cover up number 7, Questions and Grifters.
Yes.
So, as you guys know.
Who are you?
I'm the question.
No, who are you?
Oh, I'm Brian. Yeah. Sorry.
This is Johnny. Forgot to introduce himself.
So, this is the third thing we've recorded today.
Yeah, true.
So,
yeah.
And then considering what happened on Sunday from the Ohio Toy and Comic Show where I was recording all day.
Yeah.
That was fun. This is Cover Up episode. If you're new to the show, what we do on Cover Up is we talk about comic book covers for random characters. We have a grab bag.
Or random storylines.
Random storylines.
Random books. Or,
so what we do, though, is we have a little grab bag of characters that we picked or put in, and we actually drew from it this week. For these characters, Johnny chose Grifter.
Yes.
The Wildstorm.
The Grifter.
And I chose The Question, which is kind of funny because this isn't the first time we've had similar looking characters without.
I wouldn't say they're similar characters.
No. But I mean, like, they each wear a mask that, has no mouth.
The Question is more of a detective and the Grifter is more of a assassin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, I had a lot of fun picking these covers out.
Yeah.
The Question has been on a lot of covers, which is nice.
The Grifter has not.
Well, and so that's what I ran into, two times ago?
Yeah. Was it with a character or with a...
With a storyline. Or what? No.
I forget the storyline.
It was, but I had like very limited... No, yeah. It was when we picked... I only had
Static.
Static, yeah, thank you. Like, Static didn't have a whole lot of covers.
Which Darth Vader really doesn't either, but...
No, he just has 25 in the last...
Six
months.
I mean, now he has.
All right.
You know I like to go back.
Yeah, and so I spent most of my time in the 80s.
Which is where The Question spent most of his time,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, yeah. Which you can tell by the character design and his hair.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's Rorschach, too.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Well, no, the story behind The Question and Rorschach is that Alan Moore wanted to use the Charlton characters the DC bought, So Rorschach is The Question, but it's Alan Moore's The Question, which is Rorschach, and that's why Rorschach wears the face mask that covers his entire face and shifts to different things, and The Question just has a straight no face.
Is it weird that I only see boobs?
Is that because of the other question?
Test. Anyway, all right, why don't you kick it off with your first Grifter cover?
Okay, my first Grifter cover, and this is in no particular order, is a Deathmate preview book that was put out by Image and Valiant back in 1993 or 4, I want to say. The artists are Yvel Goychit and Bob Wycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grifter is pretty much in the background of this thing, coming down on somebody about to assassinate the Shadow Man.
Right.
Because in this story, in this universe, it was a combination of the Image and Valiant universes.
Mm-hmm.
The Grifter and the Shadow Man worked together.
Yeah.
And this was one of two preview books that the Grifter... And it's actually the same book inside, but they did two different covers.
Right.
And I almost picked both of them.
I love the green trench coat.
Yeah.
There's nothing more 90s than a green trench coat.
The green trench coat, yeah.
Nice. No, it's a great looking cover.
I mean, it just looks like it's popping out at you. Yep. I mean, it really does because it's like a lot of stuff's going on at once. And they did show up in the story and had a good run in part of that because it was all anthology stories. The Deathmate stories were all anthologies except for the prologue and the epilogue. And it was just fun to... watch these characters. Like, I had been reading Wildcats and I had been reading all the Valiant stuff at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like cool to see characters crossing over that you're like, oh wow, never thought that would have happened.
No, it's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. My first one is Azrael Plus, number 1.
Yeah.
And it's Azrael Plus The Question. It was a from 1996.
Yeah, they ran a bunch of books during that period where it was Plus books.
And Asriel had one of the Plus titles. He's one of the Plus titles where he had a whole lot of them. It's pretty cool. It's a roulette wheel in the background. There's smoke. There's the question right there.
Yeah.
It's John Paul Valley, Asriel with the...
The classic Asriel.
Yeah, with the St. Dumas sword and armor post Nightfall.
Yeah.
So, and it's one of the ones where the question is actually in his blue trench coat.
Yep.
But no helmet. So you see Vic Sage's hair.
That's what it is. Both of our guys have trench coats.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. Yeah. It's just a really cool looking cover. And it's from a time with DC where they kind of, you know, the late 90s, they were starting to get better faster than some of the other ones.
They didn't focus on a lot of characters like the question.
Right.
You know, Milestone was in the run and all that, and you know, excuse me, they were killing Supermans and breaking Batman's backs, and so like a lot of the side characters didn't get a lot of focus. But with the Plus stories, you were seeing people like the Question, show up working with characters that were newer,
and there's pouches
contemporary characters
on the
pouches
galore,
right
all over his gauntlet. They all have pouches. But no, it's a cool one. And the artists for this one were Barry Kitson, James Dean Pasco, Jim Pasco.
Okay.
So, all right. Number two for you.
It will be Grifter number one from 1995. Mm-hmm. The cover artists were Barry Windsor Smith and John Floyd. And you can definitely tell it's Barry Windsor Smith because he has a very distinctive art. And that, and it's pretty much just Grifter aiming his gun at something. You, the reader. And, you know, you get to see what's under the trench coat pretty much because he's got it pulled back. And you know, it the red mask,
right?
The blonde hair and the green trench coat pretty
much. I love he's pulling the trench coat back and it's all watches.
Yeah, yeah. More like it's all guns and weapons.
Get it? Because he's a grifter.
Well, right, yeah, sure.
Oh, good times, good times.
Well, he had characteristics of that grifter type.
Right.
And that, but it was, you know, the mercenary too. So, you know, and being trained by the Coda, which was the ninjas pretty much in that universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so
they were the hand.
Yeah. You could have, comparable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So my second one is The Question number four from 2005. And this one is The Question and Now Superman. And it's Tommy Lee Edwards is the art.
Awesome.
It's from the Veitch and Art Edwards line.
Yeah.
This cover is amazing. It's he looks very much like the Shadow.
Yeah, that's another character that he kind of can be compared to.
So he looks very much like the Shadow, and you see more like features on his face in this one.
Yeah,
which I think is kind of fun because it's not just a blank, non-dimensional face.
Yeah.
So, and Superman looks pretty cool. One of his eyes is lit up. Ready to shoot some heat vision, and the background's pretty cool. It's got the Daily Planet.
Yeah, I don't think I ever read that storyline.
It was a cool storyline.
Yeah.
So, anywho, all right. So, moving on.
My next one's going to be controversial, and I guess I am going in an order. I'm going in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
My next one is actually from the New 52 Grifter series from 2011. And the cover artists are Rob Liefeld and Andrew Dahlhaus.
Now, I should point out, Grifter has feet, and they are proportionate to the rest of his body.
And the other characters, too.
Yes.
They're, I believe, Deathblow, and I don't know who the female character are. I just like the action of this cover. Like
the cover,
just like guns blazing, coming at you, you know. He doesn't have the trench coat on, but that mask. And
well,
he
didn't wear the trench coat in the series.
No, he didn't wear it at all.
And to be honest, the covers for this run were amazing.
Yeah.
And I have every
issue of that.
Issue from this run. I really actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was one of the few New 52 trials that kicked off and did well right up until they canceled it.
Right. Yeah, and I remember reading probably the first six issues of it, and I just was like, you know, too many comic books.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they were putting out 52.
Oh yeah, they were putting out 52
month,
books,
and
there were like
47 Batman books.
Keep up with stuff.
Yeah,
I don't. I like right now they're doing a Wildstorm like anniversary thing.
Right.
And I haven't read it yet. I'm probably going to just pick up the trade, but I really don't want to see these characters in the DC universe.
No.
They're their own characters. I mean, they're Jim Lee's characters. Obviously, Jim Lee works for DC.
Right.
But I would just like to see a Wildstorm, you know, division like Vertigo, where they do Wildcats and Grifter and all that.
Right, right, right.
So, your cool. next one.
My next one is from 1987, question number 5. It is Denny Cowan and Bill... I can never pronounce
it. Sienkiewicz?
Sienkiewicz, thank you.
Yeah.
You would think, as much X-Men as I read, I would know how to say his name. I can never, ever pronounce it.
Right?
This is a great one.
He actually has like signs now that show how to pronounce his.
Because
I guess he's gotten tired of being asked, how do you say your name?
Is it Sienkiewicz? Is it Krzyzewski?
Krzyzewicz.
Anyway, this is a great one.
That's it.
The question has a bunch of swords pointed at him.
Yeah.
I didn't read this issue, so I don't know what's happening, but I just love the look of it. It's again one of these things that
those question books from that 80s run,
yeah,
like are just really like beautiful art. And I think Dennis Cowan did a lot of them on his own. And you know, you obviously see Dennis Cowan's art with Milestone, and this fits perfectly with his art for Milestone, and that he does his art is not streamlined in any way. And I think the straightest point in there is one of the swords.
Yeah.
And that, but otherwise it's like, you know, everything is
in motion. With Sienkiewicz, right? It's very much like in line with New Mutants and the stuff that was going on in that time in the X-Men universe. So,
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where like you're previous to the artist who did it did good jobs, but they should have went back and looked at what Dennis Cowan did with the question.
Right.
Because every one of his covers, it looked like it was in motion.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just, you know, the question standing around looking at something. It was literally like him running, him jumping, him, you know, in some kind of motion.
Yep. Cool.
So my next one is a Wildcats covert action team, number 47 from 1992. And it's a Joe Madureira cover with Tad Elrich and John Dickinson. And it's actually classic Grifter with his girlfriend, Zealot. And it just looks cool.
It is a cool one.
It looks like a kind of like a movie poster, actually. You know, if Wildcats would have been made into the movie, this could have been like one of the selling points for it. And I mean, Joe Mad has done a lot of awesome work, and this one's probably one of my favorites at this point.
Yeah. And again, it's a super 90s poster.
Cover. Yeah.
Like everything about this screams 1990s, which is great because that's when the character had his heyday. And
well, yeah, the Wildcats book, like, I mean, it ran for 50 something issues from 1992 up through the late 90s. And, you know, it's come back again and again in different incarnations. So. You know, just
you need to go and add this cover to the comic book database because it wasn't in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. OK. So
just FYI.
Huh.
Very cool. OK, so my next one is the question number 37 from 2010. It's a Blackest Night tie-in.
Yeah.
And it was Cully Hamner.
Cully Hamner.
Hamner. Thank you. And Dave McCraig. McCaig.
OK. Like that. Yeah. McCaig.
It cut off. Yeah. I love this one because it's the resurrected Vic Sage as a Black Lantern.
Yeah, and it has...
And it has Renee Montoya as
her
question. So you have the modern question and the classic question.
Right.
And they're battling it out, and it's just beautiful. It's a great cover. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at the cover, obviously it'll be on our website. And that Denny Cowan and Sienkiewicz came back.
Yep.
And worked on it. So,
and I actually have this issue.
Oh, so. Yeah. This was that whole thing where these were the Blackest Night issues you wanted to pick up. And at the actual end of the stories.
Yep. And yeah, when it was all said and done.
My final one is probably my favorite Grifter cover and my favorite opening for a comic book, actually. It's from the 1999 Wildcats series. It's issue number 3, and the cover is done by Travis Charest and Richard Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally the Grifter hanging out of an ice cream truck shooting his gun.
There's no cooler cover that you paid than this one.
Yeah. Travis Charest, like, I don't know where he is now.
Yeah, he needs to come back.
But man, he was doing the interiors and the covers of this book at the beginning.
In this style.
And yeah. And like this issue opens up with the grifter sitting outside of a enemy base in an ice cream truck undercover and having an argument with a kid who wants his money back for the ice cream that he bought from the grifter. And he finally pulls a gun on him. And I'm like, but the way that Travis does the art, it's just like, you know, Scott Lobdell wrote it, but yeah. The art sells it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, it's like, and this cover's just the variant cover for this story was almost a pick too.
Okay.
Because it's the grifter holding an ice cream cone and a gun and all these girls from a school like falling, like, you know, high school, girls falling at him. And he's like, like he doesn't know what he should do.
Feed them or kill them.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, of all the covers between the two of us, this is the most modern art, and it's 20 years old.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, it's literally one of those things where you can hear the wind blowing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, his hair is blowing back, and it's like, if you look at this cover, you can hear the wind blowing, and you can hear the truck, because he's pulling on the strings, so you know the music's playing, as he's chasing these guys, you know, shooting his gun.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can hear the action just looking at the cover.
Yes, sir. That,
which is, you know, that's a cool thing to do. And that's like I said, Travis Charest, wherever he is, you know, I hope he's doing something awesome.
All right. Well, my last one is The Question Quarterly, number 2 from 1980. Yeah. And it's another cover by Dennis Cowan.
Yes.
And it's just really cool. Like, it's his trench coat, but it looks like a fur coat.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I don't know. I thought he looked like a pimp.
Yeah. This one looks like, and I'm sure it probably was, painted and then printed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it just, the way everything runs into each other is just beautiful.
Well, like I said, Denny, smoke coming up in the background and everything.
Denny just did an awesome job on these covers. I mean, you know, you can go on the comic book database and probably check out all these covers, but like, yeah, there's some that are like
theinfamouspodcast.com.
Well, right, but I mean, like, covers. You know, to check out all the question covers that he worked on.
And well, I mean, it was hard to pick.
Yeah,
I mean, his question series there from the 80s ran for 40 plus issues.
Yeah, well, it ran up until issue 36 because the question Blackest Night was supposed to be the end of that story. End.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it was so four.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't pick any. Like, was he on any of the 52 covers?
Yeah, here and there, but here and there. Like these are the ones I like. This is how I know.
Yeah,
the question.
We didn't pick which question, so I wasn't sure if you were going to go with Renee Montoya.
No,
or
I was
Vic
going
Sage.
Vic Sage. I mean, so,
and you didn't pick any of the Justice League Unlimited covers that?
No,
he was
I did
on.
Not. So, I looked at them all. Like, this was a hard one for me because normally, you're the one who's like, man, I had like 55 issues to use and I have to narrow it down. Like, I probably legitimately had 20 covers.
I had 8.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, the grifter's kind of hard to find. And then there was the ones where I'm like, should I use the cover with Cold Cash? But, he was, you know, at one point he wasn't the grifter. He was just Cold Cash.
Right.
Because he was part of a book called Team 7.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's just got to be the grifter. And then I totally forgot about the Deathmate covers, and I'm like, okay, I can use one of those.
I mean, yeah, because the question's been on everything.
Yeah, the question's been around. And,
you know,
I mean, the question, Dwayne McDuffie gave the question a lot of love in Justice League Unlimited.
Well, and I was about to say, you know, that kind of, like, I liked the question when I was younger.
Right.
Like, I had a lot of these books before What Happened to My Collection happened. Yeah. And, you know, so there was that. And then when, obviously, McDuffie and JLU.
The crew,
He,
the JLA crew brought him back, and Jeffrey Combs did, like, you know, an awesome job of doing that character. And I don't know if he was wearing a sheet over his face when he did the voice, but I'm like, you know, you kind of imagine he did. And, yeah, it's one of those things where he's a fun character, but he's a hard character to work with.
Right.
It's kind of the same as Rorschach is a weird character to deal with because there's no face.
Well, and what I like, too, that they did with him is they gave him Huntress to play off of.
Right,
Who they were both at that point in the cartoon, which this has nothing to do with covers, but it's just an interesting side note.
Well, we're talking
about
the character, so.
But yeah. He was able to, you know, find someone to connect with.
Right, yeah.
And then they had some really cool stories. They had the thing with Green Arrow and Black Canary where...
Which, yeah, he had crossed over with Green Arrow in the comic book.
And there were a bunch of covers with Green Arrow.
Yeah, Green Arrow was... Which, and him, like, kind of were a Batman and Robin kind of thing at one point.
Yeah, they were, you know, because, you know, at that point, it's the super liberal Fat Cats Oliver Queen. And the question's a conservative conspiracy buff.
Right.
You know, and
trust. Yeah. But he's like the original Fox Mulder. Trust no one.
But they worked so well together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like with the Grifter and, you know, talking about the similarities, the trench coats and, you know, all that and the mask covering the face up. At least like I can remember reading Wildcats and the Grifter's mask literally tied around the back of his head. So at points in the book, you would see his face because the artist would draw it where the mask was flapping up or he would get punched and you would see his
his
blood coming out.
So.
And at times his mask would get ripped in pieces and he would literally put on like part of a mask and you'd still see part of his face. And then I'm just like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
I like the white eyes on the Grifter's mask. Yeah. Just because it's like, it's not just holes cut into a sheet. He's not Charlie Brown.
And it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, everybody drew him different, but they got it.
He's so recognizable.
Yeah.
And do you remember the Wildcats cartoon?
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. Grifter, he was drawn in proportion. But he wasn't.
They were
in
all a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of weird.
They were all kind of weird.
Wonky,
looking.
I think would be the term.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things where Jim Lee came up with some awesome characters for Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Grifter stands out in that group. I mean, you know, Maul's cool, but he's the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, every one of the Wildcats kind of you could have went, oh, that's such and such.
It was like
and that's
the
such
authority,
and such. Yeah. You know, so. And that, but I mean, it was the thing where it's like the Grifter kind of stood out because he wasn't Batman. He wasn't the Question. He was just, you know, kind of a bad guy, kind of an assassin. Bad guy. Like you didn't know if he was good. Yeah. Yeah. He's similar to Deadpool in the sense that you didn't know if he was up to good or up to bad.
Just a decade earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But yeah, man. Yeah, no, that was always my problem with Wildcats, right?
Yeah.
Like with the authority, there's the satire.
Right.
Right. But Wildcats always kind of felt like it was ripping off.
Well, it had the factor of the story at the beginning it was, you know, supposed to be a covert action team, that's what the Cats is. And then it turned into this epic story of how they were aliens who had, you know, become refugees on Earth, but they went back to their home planet and fought and won against the Daemonites. And it's like, you know, it was cool in that sense, but it's like, you know, there's some awesome stories in there because Alan Moore wrote some of it and, you know, James Robinson wrote some of it. So there's some pretty awesome stories in that, like, early 50 run issue or whatever it was. And then Scott Lobdell writing that Wildcats where they had taken the covert action team out of it and just made it Wildcats.
Yeah, Wildcats.
And it was like, it was straight up like just an action book at that point. And Travis Turris, like I said, you know, Jim Lee did an awesome job on the first early issues. And then every artist came by just upped the game. And that I think that they were, you know, and obviously, we both have watched the Image documentary.
Yep.
Jim was finding artists that could up his game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was like, you know, the cool thing is like every artist he got to work on his book that he had created was in ways better than him. And it's like, you know, I don't think that Jim had, you know, like an ego to say, no, you can't do it like that. He was just like, do your thing.
I would like to see Jim Lee's version of Hush.
Yeah.
Go back and do some Wildcats.
Yeah.
You know, like just kind of that ultra stylized yet gritty and just really clean looking art, but like the dirty backgrounds, the cuts, the bruises, the tears in the costumes, the ultra realistic.
Yeah. Like Spartan, actually, like, you know, seeing wires from Spartan and, you know, bruises on people and everything else. It's like,
I'd like to see him go back and do some
of that. Yeah. Cause he was so, like, when he created Wildcats, he was so like meticulous at what he was doing. I mean, you look at this X-Men stuff, it was like very like, you know, straightforward. And it's like by the time he did get to Hush, he knew that he could get dirty.
Well, I think with X-Men, his big problem was he had to draw the Marvel way.
Right, yeah.
And he's not.
And he was still drawing the Marvel way during Wildcats early issues.
Well, he was getting out of it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So. I mean, and the thing was, at one point, there was a crossover with Youngblood, and he drew some of the Youngblood characters, and they looked awesome, too. Yeah. And it's like, you know, Rob Liefeld came up with cool designs for his characters, and Jim Lee, like,
perfected it
in a way that it's like, wow.
Way to go, Jim Lee.
They have feet. No, just get it on the feet thing.
They're not floating?
Just get it on the feet thing. And I knew that was going to come up when I picked the Liefeld cover, and I'm like, I double checked it. And I'm like, man, he better have feet, because if he doesn't, I'm not picking this one. And I looked at it. And I'm like, he's got feet. Because
you're not going to hear the end of it.
I was going to say, I wouldn't hear the end of it. But Liefeld, like,
I mean, we made jokes about Rob Liefeld not drawing feet at the Ohio Town Toy Comic Show with the Deadpool pop.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be cool if they did a Deadpool pop like that.
With no feet.
But he drew feet on Deadpool. Did, yeah.
Just, I mean, they were real pointy and small.
The only characters that suffered from no feet were Youngblood. And maybe they didn't have feet. Maybe. Who knows?
Ooh, they had
they floated.
Wheels.
Ooh, even better.
They were like Gizmo Duck.
Yeah. I think at that point it was just get all the style up on the upper body, and who cares about the feet?
Yeah.
And
the legs just...
You know somebody at DC, when they said Liefeld's like, yeah, I'll do covers. And they're like, well, you got to put feet on character.
And they have to look right.
And they have to look like proportional. And it's like, okay.
Now, all kidding aside, these are two characters where if you aren't, dear listener, familiar,
yeah,
go check them out. They both have tremendously rich backstories, backgrounds.
Yeah.
They've been written, drawn, and used by some of the best creators in all of comics.
I don't even think about it, because I've been reading comics so long that Grifter is as old as he is now. And I'm like, okay, wow. You know, I've been reading Wildcats and Wildstorm stuff off and on since 1992. And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize the Grifter was 25 years old at this point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Images, 26, 27.
I didn't
now.
Think about it, though. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like, you don't think about it. And then still, until we start doing this, and then I'm like, oh, yeah. Well.
And that's part of the reason why we do this.
Yeah.
So we can look back at these characters and enjoy them.
Well, and for people who are getting into comics that are listening to the show, it's like, you know.
It's a rare comic book only show.
I want
them
to look at, you know, the history.
Yeah.
You got to know the history of comics. You know, Image is a big deal now.
Yeah.
So you
it
gotta,
wasn't
you,
always.
Yeah. You got to go back and look at that. And, Valiant's the same way. Yeah. DC and Marvel, we know.
We need to do a Valiant episode. We
just
keep
Valiant
about
covers.
Doing it. Yeah.
Do you want to do Valiant covers, or do you want to actually talk about Valiant?
I think we should actually talk about Valiant. But,
yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing. Is you know, we don't do a lot of just comic books anymore.
No.
Because there's so much other stuff that comics bleed into that
right.
we have to talk about. But that's why these are fun, because we're just talking about comic
books.
Well,
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've said the word comic books like 17 times in 2 minutes.
This is a drinking game show now.
Oh, my God. Every time
I really
comic
hope
books,
that, you know, I want feedback, because I really hope that people do enjoy listening to these. If you have ideas for cover ups you want to hear, you know, I welcome that feedback, too. And that, you know, anything's up for grabs.
Yeah.
Anything that's, you know, family oriented, or, you know. That most people can listen to is up for grabs.
Yeah.
And don't ask me to pick Archie covers.
Oh, man. They're just all the current run of Archie with Veronica Fish.
Is that what you would pick?
Yeah. So, every one of those Archie comics that come out have 5 covers, and they're all good.
Oh, the new ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, well, which one do I pick? Like, I have
like to buy them?
Yeah. Like, the first three, I have
Maybe
all the Fiona staples.
Maybe we should too. And Archieverse cover up.
Yeah.
Man, it's going to be a lot of research.
We'd have to do more than 5.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that, you know, Archie's been around for X amount of
years
now. Yeah.
We probably, you know, honestly, we would have
I've already got 2 off the top of my head that I know I would pick. So,
well, I would recycle one.
Yeah.
From Predator.
Well,
so,
that's fine.
But,
no. Our next cover-up will be the Archieverse.
No.
Okay.
I'm not ready for that.
That'll be
yet.
Your Christmas episode.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. So. That gives me time to actually go through and pick out stuff. I could pick two right off the top of my head.
I probably have four right now I can think of, but they're too
and none
modern.
Of them are Archie Predator.
One of them is Archie Predator, just because it's such an awesome cover. Go back and watch the
we'll
or
do
listen
it.
To the
if you're listening to this episode,
Movie Monster cover up.
Yeah, yeah, listen to that one. But it we'll do it. We'll do Archie in December. It'll be any of the Archies, Afterlife, Kevin Keller, any books, any Archie book.
Can we do Jughead and
yeah,
like
literally
Benny Veronica,
anything
like
from
the
Archie
and everything?
Archie comics, we'll pick.
Okay,
not counting Sonic and all that stuff, but just the Archie Jughead,
yeah.
Betty Veronica.
Yeah, I know what you mean
we'll,
when you say Archie.
We'll
comics.
Do it. We'll do that in December. There
good,
you go.
Because it'll take probably
well, that's
four
what I'm
months
saying.
To figure
it's,
out.
Yeah, it's like we'll pick pick an amount of covers, but you know it won't be more than 10. And that, but I've yeah, I've got two off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I'll tell you after we're done recording.
So awesome.
That's cover up.
That's cover up for this this week.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed these pre-recorded episodes the last couple weeks.
Well, this is the only pre-recorded one.
Well, the Ohio Tony Comic Show last week was
call that
completely
pre-recorded. That was recorded live.
Live, and I apologize for the audio in advance or
yeah,
in,
you know
afterwards.
I'll yell at you after I listen to it.
You will, because it's just okay. It's you know, I feel like our audio has gotten much, much better.
Yeah.
And when I
well,
slide
when you're
back
in
like
the
that,
field, you know, it's a little harder than
well,
when
I
you're in,
brought
the,
this with me.
In the studio.
I should have brought this with me.
Well, you know that for next time.
So, and I should have brought these with us.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So, live and learn.
He's pointing at the mics, by the way, since you can't see
the
what
mixer
he was pointing at.
And the mics.
Yeah, the mixer.
Although
and the mics.
I think I'm going to upgrade this when I get back from vacation.
Okay.
So I'm kind of.
And that's why you're getting pre-recorded episodes. Brian's going on vacation. Dirty so, bastard.
You went on vacation
in May?
2 months ago, yeah.
I always plan those out way ahead of time.
Yeah, though. This was kind of impromptu. We decided like 2 weeks ago, wait, we're going to go away for a week.
Yeah.
So
I tried to plan that stuff out. We got one
work.
In October and one in November.
We don't work
just
that
so
way.
You know.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this. If you have questions about Grifter or the question, ask Johnny.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
No,
that's fine. No,
I'm here to
fine.
Answer questions,
you're fine.
Too.
Yeah.
You just have more encyclopedia knowledge of all this. Than
yeah,
I
of
do,
older so. Characters and that.
Like, although you did ask me a question about comics the other day, which
did
made
I?
Me happy with... Oh God, the symbiote, the figure.
Oh
the
yeah,
figure.
Yeah. Well, that's because I'm not a big Spider-Man yeah. reader, and I didn't know all the. I knew there was symbiotes, but
yeah.
I didn't know who that dude was.
Yeah, and I can explain that more to you,
yeah.
talking than typing.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway, all right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. Go go pick up some Grifter Wildcats and the question books.
Support your local comic book shops.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. To stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.